This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Amy Scott. Pop culture has always had a complicated relationship with wealth, with magazines, movies, and TV shows that both celebrate and mock the wealthy. But lately, it feels like Hollywood's depictions of the rich and maybe societal attitudes towards them have taken a turn. Some standouts over the last few years, the movies Parasite and The Menu and Glass Onion, shows like Succession and The White Lotus. Not exactly flattering portrayals. Marketplace's Kristen Schwab looks at what's behind the mood shift.
In the HBO series Succession, Tom and Greg are living on the outskirts of the Roy family, trying to claw their way up the ranks, which includes acting like they belong. There's this one scene from the first season that stands out to TV critic Caroline Framke.
Tom brings Greg to this fancy restaurant and they're eating this bird. I think it's called the ortolan.
What's ortolan?
It is a deep-fried songbird. You eat it whole.
Oh my God.
This is like a rare privilege, and it's also kind of illegal.
It's a rather unique flavor.
You can tell neither of them want to do this, but it's this thing that they're told wealthy people do.
It makes being rich look ridiculous, like it's a whole lot of fussy make-believe. And Framke says this is a big theme in TV and movies right now, finding pleasure in watching wealthy people suffer.
There is a little bit of schadenfreude in watching, you know, people so much richer, so much more quote-unquote successful than you be revealed as frauds or as not being fulfilled or as not being quite satisfied enough with what they have.
These characters are often one-dimensional, oblivious to their privilege, and have questionable morals. Think the Do You Know Who We Are tech bros in the movie The Menu, or Jennifer Coolidge's character in The White Lotus, a woman born into wealth and on a pursuit to find happiness that has dire consequences.
When it comes to watching TV shows and movies about rich people, about vast amounts of wealth, the modes can sort of go between a vicarious escapism or it can be more of a morbid fascination. And I think right now we're more in the latter moment.
And the moment isn't random. Think about the extreme economic events we've been through. There's the pandemic when essential workers kept the country running while the 1% amassed a huge sum of wealth, twice as much as the rest of the world put together, according to the nonprofit Oxfam. And before that was the Great Recession, which is how we got the term 1%. Brooke Harrington, an economic sociologist at Dartmouth, says 2008 was a turning point when being rich suddenly meant something different.
This is a kind of wealth that is the subject of films and of television shows that are popular. It's the dynastic wealth, meaning it's inherited by subsequent generations, and they don't compete in the marketplace like the rest of us.
It's probably not a coincidence that around that time, flashy shows like MTV Cribs were canceled and movies about greed, like The Wolf of Wall Street, became blockbusters. Even Bravo's hit reality series, The Real Housewives, has been focusing less on glitz and glamour and more on the cast's absurdity and financial scams.
It's not always depicted accurately just how lonely, paranoid, and miserable folks are. You know, as they say, more money, more problems.
In that way, we may have not just gotten to a more hate-watching place, but a more accurate one. Jonathan Kuntz is a film historian at UCLA. He says as the middle class shrinks, so has its representation, fading away with sitcoms like The Cosby Show or Everybody Loves Raymond. And so have rags-to-riches storylines like The Pursuit of Happiness. Because in a time when Mark Zuckerberg can lose $30 billion in a day and still rank among the world's richest people, who even cares how wealth is made?
Where once upon a time, we had this American dream that anybody could, you know, succeed and become wealthy if they worked hard enough. I think some folks are kind of disillusioned with that, and they see things more as a crapshoot. Some people got lucky, and the rest of us suffer as a result.
But Kuntz says it doesn't mean we'll live in this cultural moment forever, because storylines ebb and flow with society.
It's hard to say where we're going to go from this kind of eat the rich phase that we're in now, because it's going to depend on what happens to people. I mean, if people are doing well, if the economy is booming, I think there will be less of a critique of the rich.
Right now, it's all Nepo babies and tech tycoons, but there could still be room someday for the American dream. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.